Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
It's playoff time, and the usual suspects are heading to Vegas for the championship. And our partner BetOnline is your number one source for football odds, stats, trends, and lines. With everything from point spreads to hundreds of bets on everything from the coin toss to the color of Gatorade, BetOnline is your number one source for your championship wagering. Head to BetOnline and join today to get into all the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Back. Can't hear you, Ken. Muted.
We're
back,
go.
Y'all.
We're back.
Live, man.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
Took a quick lunch break and we're right back at it, man. Busy day.
Yeah, man. We're back with it. Looked like we had just quick recap, man. Looked like for everybody that we haven't, we're not going to have every signing on live, but I'll let you go ahead and introduce this one, Corbin.
I'm not sure if he's ready or not, but you want to bring him up? Should we bring him up?
Let's do it.
Eric Williams III. How you doing,
bro? What's going on?
You're live, man. You got Tiger Nation watching you. They didn't know who this was going to be, so surprise to them. We see you decked out, repping D.I. Love.
Yes, sir. Ready to commit.
Okay. So let them know who you are. Where you from?
Yeah. I'm Eric Williams III. I'm from Gainesville, Florida. I came to school to play football in Hawthorne, Florida. We won state back to back. And Stanley Cook's actually my big brother. He already does. So I'm ready to get there, get to work. You know what I'm saying? Produce, make an impact on the field.
There you go, man. Shout out to Big Swole. Gold Mouth. That's what we call him. We call him Gold Mouth.
I got some goals too, but y'all gotta call me Gold Mouth, dude.
Okay.
Hey, we know how y'all do it down there in Florida, man. It's all love, man. Excited to have you join the Tiger family. Let me check out your drip, man. You got the
I got it wrong. You know, I got it wrong. Hey, my hat ended up sitting in the thing, man. Let me show y'all real quick.
Hold on. Okay.
Take us through that.
I like
man.
Him already, man. I like him already. He's gonna fit in. Watch the fans start saying, man, where did he get that shirt from? I'm just waiting. Wait for the first person.
My cameraman right here, he be doing everything.
Okay. Look at it.
It's a cameraman.
He got his own cameraman. Look at it.
I see you. Hey, I love it, man.
Hey, we coming hard, man. You already knew.
What position, man?
Sir?
What position you playing?
I play linebacker, yeah.
Hey, linebacker is a room that everybody's been excited about, you know, filling up, man. We happy to get you to Jackson, and happy to, you know, ready for you to get started, man. Hey, we love the excitement, man. You know, we love our Jackson State Tigers, and we're definitely happy to have you join the family, bro. Keep it a family thing. Yes,
ready
indeed.
Ready to be part of the family.
What has Big Bro told you about the I love, man? I know he talks about it all the time.
Yeah, I actually be going. So, like, when we take him back up there, like, when he come back for the little breaks and stuff like that, I actually be up there with him and a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And I like it up there. He tell me, like, they up there, they working hard. They got a lot going on right now. He tell me, like, he love it there. It's a great place to be. It's a real – when
he place to be.
Hey, a quick question for you, Mark, like, for those of us here who don't know what Hawthorne is. You're just above Palm Beach, Florida, right?
Gainesville.
No, Hawthorne is, you know what Gainesville, Florida is?
Yes.
Hawthorne is about a 25-minute drive from there.
All right.
Hey, it's a straight shot road.
Stay tuned, then.
It's a road in Gainesville, Florida.
Are we fighting? Go ahead, kid.
I got it. Go ahead.
It's a road in Gainesville, Florida. It's a road in Gainesville, Florida called Hawthorne Road, and all you got to do is just drive straight down there, and eventually you'll get to the stadium, turn right, you'll be at the school.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about, you said you guys won back-to-back, huh? So back-to-back
state championship. Back state championship. So my 11th grade year, that was actually my I feel like I had the most fun that year because I didn't only play linebacker. I was, like, able to come off the edge and stuff like that. I have moved around a lot, so I actually enjoyed it that year. And, yeah, so we clean sweep the whole season, got to the playoffs. We got into the playoffs and we made noise happen. Then we had a big game against Pahokee. Well, I think we actually won by like 1 point. Oh, we won by one point that game, I believe. And yeah, after that, we made it to state and we went and won. It was the first state. It was the first state title in school history. And we was able to make that happen my 11th grade year. And so going into my 12th grade year, and that my 11th grade year, I had Sewell with me too. So he was able to, I had my brother with me. So it was a very good experience. Then going into my 12th grade year, we had a goal in mind to go do it again. And so with that being said, we sweep the season again. We already knew, like, we had to play to the best of our ability every time we stepped on the field. And that's what we did. And so it was amazing to see, like, just the community being able to come out knowing we finna go in and stuff like that, knowing what we doing is, like, it's bigger than just a state championship, but just bigger than just, like, for the school type stuff. It was more for the community of Hawthorne and to show everybody that, like, we, like, over here in Hawthorne, is we got something special going on.
Absolutely, man.
Congratulations. Go sign them papers, man. Don't miss the ceremony now. We can get you on.
Yeah, they're not even air, but they everybody still setting up this stuff.
Okay, man, look, don't miss that. Now that's what we want to see. We can bring you back on to tell your life story tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, Stanley, I know you're watching, man. Check your messages. I sent you the link, man. Come hop on. Hop on the live stream, man.
Yeah, go ahead and get them on here, man.
Come on, Stan. Check your messages. I just sent you the link. Come show bro some love. Live.
Y'all finna have us on here together. He finna go to trolling.
Hey, man, we want the family on, man. You got any family members who want to say something at any point, man? Bring them on. That's what we do.
Yes, sir. They probably all in there right now. They just watching me. Everybody still setting up and stuff like that.
Okay.
I think they're waiting for the class.
Waiting on you.
Yeah, so they're not waiting on me. they're waiting on the class period to end. So.
Okay.
So when the coaches actually talked to you, were they actually telling you more about playing inside linebacker or outside linebacker?
When they were talking to me, I talked to Coach Bradley on the phone and stuff like that. And he wasn't really saying, like, more inside linebacker, outside linebacker. So I talked to him more on, like, where exactly I'm going to be. But he was just letting me know, like, I'm going to have a lot of opportunities to go out there and, you know what I'm saying, make plays and really prove myself while I'm out there and show that I deserve to be on the field and stuff like that. And then, yeah, so I don't know. You might see me some inside, might see me some outside. If you watch my film, you'll see I can play both. So,
Right.
What's your current height and weight?
I'm 5'11", 205.
I get, man. More inside, in my opinion. Oh, got the chrome helmet. Mm-hmm. I need to bring them back, by the way. But no, man, we love it, man. Excited to have you on, man, and keeping that, bringing that championship pedigree. So you know that the goal for Jackson State for 2024, man, is to win the SWAC championship, win the Celebration Bowl. We got to get there, man. So, you know, definitely getting you in, getting in the fold, getting started. Do you know when when you'll be joining the team?
I'm not sure when I'll be joining the team. I'll probably, if I can join early, I will be joining early. But I'm not sure when exactly I'll be joining.
Probably be more around the summer group. I know we got a lot of these, probably May or June, something to that effect. But we look forward to it, man. Happy to have you on Tiger Talk, and appreciate you for allowing us to be a part of this, man. This is a new way for us, and we're excited. I always love to see the kids, you know what I'm saying, show forth their excitement towards picking a college, man, to go continue their career in. And we're happy that you chose Jackson State.
Yes, sir. You know, this is the place. I know Jackson State is the place I want to be. I like it over there. My brother tells me a lot about it. when I'm out there, I feel like, and then I was able to watch them play when they had went up there to go, I think, get my brother one time. They had played Alcorn. I like what I was. Yeah, that was
your first and only time seeing them play.
In person. And
live.
Yeah, live in person.
So what did you think of that atmosphere, man?
I love the atmosphere. I love everybody, like when like a big play happened and everybody got the little pom pom. Whatever they did, and they go to wave. I like, yeah, and then I see like how the players were playing. I see how the players were playing, and I really like that.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Well, I don't know how long it'll be before you set up. Go ahead. Your signal getting a little, okay. Getting a little choppy.
Yeah, it's Hawthorne. Dang, yeah. This is the country. We got a farm right over there.
Oh, wow. Farm right there. See, people don't think that about Florida, people who aren't from here. So, yeah, it's some areas down in Florida, man. It reminds you of the SIP. So, absolutely.
Hey, we got a Tynitha Williams said, I'm so proud of you, Neff. It's auntie?
Yeah, that's my auntie. That's my dad.
Hey, auntie.
What's going on, auntie?
Auntie.
Yes, indeed, man. This is what we love about it.
From up north, so they couldn't make it here.
Okay. I'm glad we could broadcast this for your family, man, friends.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely appreciate broadcasting this for my family and stuff like that. So they all can see me, because I know my family all spread it out all across the country. So. Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Go peek in there, man. Go check, man. We don't want to miss the moment now.
It's Sarah. She's trying to go to at
me. Okay, still not right. Okay. Oh, we good. We just here, man. We here. It's we took off work today, so we don't have nothing else to do but this.
Hey, hey, look like we got us another little guest coming on this thing.
What going on?
There he is.
What's up,
Doc? There you go.
What it do, man?
Hey, big got swole in the building. What's happening, big dog?
No, chilling, just walking the camera with these guys, man.
Hey, you got your little brother on here, man, ready to be a tiger, man. Tell him what he about to get into. Yes, man.
some real work. He need to go sign them papers, man. Stop playing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go sign.
Did you have to convince him, Stanley? To come?
Yes, sir. A little bit.
Big brother knows best, bro. He been there, man. So he wouldn't.
Yeah.
He gonna put you in the right place, man. He wouldn't give you bad advice. He's been there for a year.
Coach.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, man, it's exciting. Stanley, tell him about this time, man, for you last year, bro. And kind of what that feeling feel like, man, when you get ready to pick your school, let everybody know you chose Jackson State.
Yeah, I mean, I already knew what I was getting myself into based off the coaching staff and how hard they wanted to win last year and bring in a recruiting team to get us through this process.
Absolutely. Hey, man, they say. Then, go ahead.
And then just being able to sit back, like I read, sir, so just being able to sit back and listen from the guys and learn from the guys that have been here already. Oh, I'm sorry, Spank.
So sitting out, man, red shirt, and I know you learned a lot. So, and it's funny because Ken and I were literally talking about you yesterday or 2 days ago when we were sitting in there with Austin. Your name came up, man. So we're expecting big things from you. We're excited. So I know you've been putting in the work, and you ready to make an impact this year?
Yeah. I got to sit down right here.
Okay. Tell us about little bro, man. What are we getting, man? He kind of humble. So you got to tell us what kind of player we're getting.
Service. I think my service going out, man.
We can still hear you. We can still hear you. Okay.
What kind of player are we getting with little bro?
He's a student of the game. He's physical. So I feel like he'll be able to get it done, man.
Down.
You know, football is a mental sport. He got it up there, so he'll be able to come in and play.
Hey, man, he went and got a championship. You got one with him, and then he went and got one without you. So, you know, how you feel about
all he going up on back? Me right now? Yeah, he up on me right now, man. I ain't in the same conversation as him right now. Yeah.
Hey, and now y'all get to go get a championship this year, man, at Jack State, man. We get SWAC championship, man. That Celebration Bowl. We got to go get one.
We definitely going to get one.
For sure.
Yeah, man. Well, brother, we definitely I know his signal getting a little shaky. Hey, Eric, what we'll do is we'll give you some time. We'll let you get back. We got another Jackson State hat. What's up? Is that that's Dad? That look like Dad right there.
Dad right there.
Hey, I can see the resemblance. What's up, Dad? How you doing, man?
Doing
good, man. Tell us, I know you're proud of your son. We appreciate him for letting Tiger Talk be a part of this. And we wanted to just get him on and have a few words with him. What's your thoughts on him coming to Jackson to be a Jackson State Tiger, man?
Man, I'm proud. I'm proud, man. I'm proud, Papa. You know, we already had one with Stanley. You know, so when the opportunity came, it was only right. Hey, we done won together at the youth level. We won together at the high school level. So now it's time to win that SWAC championship. You know,
for sure. That's what I'm talking about.
Sound good to me. It sounds good when you say it.
Hey, man.
Standard is set high. Everybody gotta do their part, you know. That's praise, definitely.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man. We got the big little brother in here already, man. I love it. You say so. They won at the youth level, won at the high school level. Now we finna get that SWAC championship. I love it, man. Love it.
And we got a game in Florida this year over in Daytona. That's what, about 2 hours from y'all?
Yeah, Daytona.
Yeah, I know you can't wait for that one. Oh, we lost them. We'll bring them back.
Yeah. I got to go ahead and put this out there, Pops. You know, they Bethune-Cookman scheduled us for their homecoming. You know, that's a sign of disrespect. Now, we know they recruiting well, and we're going to go to Daytona, and we're going to take over, man. They want Jack. We're going to paint the city blue. Come get them.
We want to see the whole town there, man. Hawthorne, you got to bring them out.
Yeah, you know, it's homecoming. It's
homecoming. That's the president? And that's the president?
That's the president, definitely. It's going to be a party in Daytona. On their home.
Stanley, we got the president on the yard. Let's get him. Bring him on.
Hold on. Who that is? What do you got?
Stanley said he saw the prayers. He froze up. Is that Prez?
Stanley, who you got over there with you?
Yeah, he walking down the plaza, man.
Let's go get him, man. Tell him it's Tiger Talk. He knows what's up. I already talked to him. Let him know.
Come on here.
Good stuff, Eric.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Selling smoothies is what I do, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. He's a small business owner too, so he knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
We had somebody else to shout you out. I lost that comment. Sierra Fields.
There he is right there. I'm proud of you, little E.
Proud of you, little E.
What's it called? That's my dad's situation.
Hey, man, we live, bro. We live, boy. Anything go, bro.
I love this kid, man. I love this kid.
It is what it is.
Man, funny.
It is what it is.
This is going to be on the blooper reel next year.
Oh, I love it, man. I love it, man. Yes, indeed, man.
Oh, my God.
You're going to fit right in, man. You're going to fit right in.
They made you a jacked out two already.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, man.
Again, if it was recording, you know, I would have probably edited it out, but it's live, man. Nothing we can do about it.
Ready for me to find them papers? I'm ready to find them papers too.
Let's go.
They're getting it together.
You ain't walked in the gym yet.
Hey man, you got
yeah, my, man, you need to go check.
Hey Eric, hey, you got my text message going off, folk laughing at you, man. That was cool. Hey, look at this. Hey, you got that Juice City in the ball, man. You gonna fit in just fine, brother.
My dad just bought all that stuff in here. I don't know what he's doing with it, but we still setting up.
Okay. Well, yeah. Man, I love that. Got the whole gym in there. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, that's what's happening.
Hey, you get to walk around and be the big man right now, man. How many teammates you got signing letters of intent today? How many of y'all is it?
It's 9 of us.
Wow.
Wow.
So you got 9. That's awesome, man.
Hey, that's a product of winning state championship, right?
He said, look at, I'm not gonna put it up there, but look at, yeah, he might be my favorite incoming freshman.
Oh man,
he just gained some fans just then, man, and he ain't mean no harm by it, neither, none whatsoever. No harm,
yes, you know. That's like my mama, she like my mama to me, she know I love her.
What those workouts looking like, bro?
Man, Coach B trying to kill us.
We heard.
Hold up. Don't run your brother off, man. He hadn't signed yet, man. You got to go down, bro. Don't scare him off.
Hey, he used to. He'll be all right.
Not for
say, Coach B's been on one lately, man. He comes to it all, man.
I be seeing them on Instagram stuff. I be looking at it. I be like, oh, Lord. Boy, they get to it.
Mm-hmm. For real. Absolutely, man. But no, man, we this is fun, man. This is fun. Hey, they come, it's gonna be
it won't go away, man.
No, not at all. Dino was definitely some pro bind stuff. Yeah. Coach B said no cramps this season. There you go. Absolutely, man. So we'll give you some time, Lil E. They go looking forward to Lil E get good with me. Yes, it's the situation for me. I love it. All good. That look like he's taking a tour around the campus, man. You got to hold
him. Fucking for hours. He's been walking a mile.
Yeah. I don't never go back to my room.
Yeah, I don't even know either. All right. They said we about to start right. Okay. They said we about to start right now. All
right. Head on.
Hey, we're gonna let you go ahead and get set up, man.
Good, boy.
Hey. Appreciate it.
Yes, cool. Sir.
Coach Slate right there, so.
We know the signal going to be a little choppy as he get ready to set up, man. We'll give him a little time. Once you get stationary, keep the camera to where we can kind of see you, and we'll go from there. If you want, you can have somebody hold the camera for you.
What up, coach?
Pretty cool, bro. I like the situation. It's crazy.
Look at Stanley.
It's crazy. Hey, we gotta let his signal reset. His signal gonna reset, and we'll definitely have him come up from there.
My team wanna say what up?
Well, who's that?
His signal gone.
Yeah, his signal. He probably had to come out and come back in. I know he was outside, so he's going to have to reset his signal.
Yeah, that's the real country. I know, sir.
All All good, man. Well, we appreciate it. We actually appreciate him for going outside. He actually gave us a good little bit. Yeah, you good and choppy now. We'll go ahead and we'll bring him back up once the signal reset. We'll give him a little time to get situated. Where you walking to, Stanley?
I'm in the studio, Stanley.
Hey, man, appreciate you pulling up, man, and supporting your little brother. Expecting a lot out of that defense this year, man. What you like? You like what you see? You like how you drive? Got a lot of new teammates. He said that's that Bolton Edwards signal right there.
I actually like the new guy we got in.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, he's still pro.
Still kind of pro.
Hopefully we can get the signing. If not, yeah, I think we got enough for today. If not, I think the fans are satisfied.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and move. Yeah, we'll give him a second to get going. I mean, that was a treat already, man. Had a chance to talk to
him. He's already good.
Yes, indeed, man. Gotta love that. For real. I mean, man, that's one thing about it, man. This is
Hey, it's live. It's live. So it kind of is what it is, man. That's going down in the annals of GSU recruiting. I promise you that one. Let's see, what time do we have? It's, 2 minutes to 12:30. Excuse me. And I did want to tell you guys, because not everything's here, we did have a previous commit. Actually signed today with Mason Barden.
So Mason Barden in another offensive lineman.
Another offensive lineman.
6'6", 315, West Memphis, Arkansas, bro. Big kid, man. One of my favorite commits just from a size standpoint, man. Good, really good Clay. And just going to round out that freshman class of O-linemen to continue. We already got Devin Love on campus, Diggy on campus. But to add him into the fold, man, that's a class of 25 recruit right there. But we're going to recap all of those that are in the fold today. We'll talk about it. What's up, Coach? We'll talk about everybody today when we go live at the M-Bar. Live from the M-Bar today, 6 p.m. Pull up on us. Tiger Talk will be on the scene. We'll be recapping everything that happened from today. And there's Eric coming back. Got you back, brother.
Yeah. Turn the phone the other way, Eric. Back.
It was messing up tonight. Yeah, I'm in the locker room, so the connection kind of iffy. Hey, get out of here. Hey, get out of here. Every time, Ken.
I want to delete the comment, but I can't because I have to.
Coach Perry, he is a linebacker.
Linebacker. Hawthorne High School, back-to-back state champions, man. Teammate of Stanley Cooks.
No, brother of Stanley Cooks. That's a good question.
You said connect to somebody hotspot on their phone, Lil E.
Connect their hotspot on their phone. I'm gonna see my dad.
They better.
You got hotspot? Yeah, I need to connect to it so they can hit me. I'm trying to connect some hotspots so we can be straight.
Okay.
All right.
You know how it is. I ain't trying to, make it, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna connect to a hotspot real quick.
Okay, all right, just come on back in.
Timothy Reynolds put way to go, E3. Proud of you. We'll bring him back up when he's ready to rock and roll. But yeah, man, real quick, I'm going to go through a couple of the, what you see there. Just want to talk about Mason Barton. And like I said, what we'll do is when we get ready to talk about these young men tonight, we'll definitely put together a clip of some of their highlights and so you guys kind of see what we've been able to see from them. But a big time pickup, man. Happy that he's a Tiger now.
Oh, Lord.
Well, that's on time for us to be in that E1 doing this shit.
Boy. Did you get connected to the hotspot?
No. Yeah, I'm connected to it now.
Okay. All right. That better now.
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Do you know when they'll be starting the ceremony?
I'm not sure. They were supposed to start at 1. It was supposed to start at 1. It's 1.
Yeah, okay, you got 20.
Easter. I mean, they
late. Oh, yeah. I'm just looking.
Eric, you play? Did you play any other sports, or was it just football? Eric, can you hear me?
Hey, let us see the setup, Eric.
I did track too. They set up out here in the gym.
Excuse me. Football and track, Eric. Uh-oh, hold on.
All right, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we hear you good.
It's the setup right now. It ain't too much going on right. Oh, it's in verse. It ain't too much. I got my little hat. I got my little balloons and stuff.
I love that.
I'm on the podcast, but yeah, I got. Yeah, you right here, money. Move it out. But yeah, then I got my little pictures and stuff. Got my little pictures. Let me show y'all. Let me show y'all the setup. Can I like flip this? I don't know if I can flip it, but huh? Just a little setup, man. Here it is.
Love it, man.
Got my committed picture. Oh, I gotta go sit down. Oh. Phone. Where my dad phone?
Bro, come with your phone, man.
I'm connected to the hotspot on it. Take you
over.
That was cute. I'm trying to be quiet because it just got quiet out of nowhere.
Hey, Corey, we definitely got to get him back on Tiger Talk after he get situated and rolling, man.
Man, be sure he's from with there.
Oh, Lord. Yep. Somebody get my
we
dad.
We have Jesse 2.0,
hey,
kid.
Go get that. Get that.
Bro, your phone keeps ringing, bro.
Hey. Go get him the phone. All right, back.
Zone and popping, huh?
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Can't even find what cool.
Yeah, man. Look what Dex is saying.
Add me to the live, bro.
Hey, who to the live? Who's trying to get on the live?
Oh, I'm messing up.
Hmm. Oh, you know what?
Miss Mac, we'll wait till we get him back. We'll ask him. E, what's that social media?
It's elite.eric on Instagram and on Twitter is Eric I. And my name is spelled E-A-R-I-C-K. Cause you know we gotta put a little sauce on it. When you're black, you feel me? You gotta put a little sauce on it.
Call it E Saucy. E Saucy. I like that. The Ian Stanley a joint interview like yesterday. Must see. That's right, man. Hey, hey, we gotta get both of them on, man.
Told y'all we're gonna get the chosen. We're gonna be the leg. No, I'd be happy to come on here anytime. I appreciate y'all for the opportunity for sure.
No doubt, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, what's going on?
To you. And this is your day, man. We just happy to be here, be a part of it.
Yeah,
for sure. Saucy. There it is, right there. Look at they already.
The Saucy E. Yep.
So 9 teammates, man. That's special. I mean, to be there, be able to do that with your brothers. I know the coach got to be proud, man.
Yeah, I want me to flip him right up, right now.
Let's bring him. We need to talk about that right camp, man. We need camp.
Listen, come on, teammate. Come on. What, look at
you. You feel me?
Wait,
yeah, I tried to convince him.
Where he going?
He going to Pembroke, UNCP.
Okay.
I tried to convince him, man. I did close.
Hawthorne is a powerhouse, man. 9 signees this year. How many last year? I don't know how many, but back-to-back state champions. So
yeah, I think last year we had like 6. 7.
Nice. That's nice.
That's good.
And the year before that, I think we had about 6.
Yeah, that's solid, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just coming here, man, being able to know when you come in here that you'll be able to go on to the next level and stuff. If you produce right on the field, you know you're really a baller. They do everything in their possibility to get you to – I mean, they do everything in their power to get you to the next level.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have that same mindset when you get to JSU, to understand and know that at JSU, you put the work in on that field, you get to the next level, to the NFL, as well.
My coach over here, he might fight trouble. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
What's up, everybody?
We would
like to go ahead and get started. First of all, I'm Coach Ingram, head football coach here. Just want to celebrate my guys, just say my little spiel about each guy individually. Of course, we won the state championship this year. You talk about one incredible ride. I'll start off with Q Kennedy. He came over. We had high expectations for him, and he ended up tearing his ACL, I think maybe the first week into the season. And, you know, me being a former player and actually going through that injury, I know how hard it is to recover from. But one thing I love about Q, he actually showed up every single day, whether it was rehab, whether he was in the locker room, being the locker room clown, whatever. He brought great spirit to our team and locker room the entire season, and I know it was tough for him, but he still showed up every single day and supported his teammates. So once I go through every kid, I'll allow them to stand up and, of course, say their name and what school they're going to. But, like, let's just give it up for Q real quick. All right, next up, we got Perry. Perry been here, 3 years? Perry played some great football for us over the last 3 years in our program. And I'll be honest, he's one of those guys you have to have on your team. After every play, right, the entire coaching staff, we have to find wherever Perry is, because he's either trying to get in the fight with a player or he's yelling at an official. So, but early on in the season, we had two offensive linemen who were really young, and we were trying to develop them fast. And I remember going into the Newberry game, Perry put number 59 on to help us on the offensive line. And, I mean, he played the entire game, both sides of the ball. He played at a high level. But you talk about being unselfish for his teammates. And that's just what he's about. So let's give it up for Perry. All right, next up, we got Davenport. Davenport, he's one of those players who, you know, he does everything the right way all the time. I know for a fact, maybe 2 years before this, he showed up to every workout. He was at practice every day on time. A teacher has never called me or emailed about him. And he wasn't even playing. And he stayed the course the entire process, no matter what. He wasn't playing. And for him to become a starter for us this year and play some great football for us, that just tells you the character about Davenport as well. So let's give it up for him too. Kind of worked out perfectly where I can talk about Caleb and Zach almost at the same time. But I remember early on in the season, you know, I challenged Caleb on a certain play coming off the field. And I really do believe deep down inside, after that one play, he changed his entire game. And I said some things that probably hurt. I said some things that he'll probably remember for a long time. But you talk about potential. You talk about freak athlete, humble kid, just awesome to be around. He took that coaching. Not one time did he look me in my face and said anything disrespectful. And I think that's going to propel him in his college career. He was one of the best receivers in the entire state of Florida. I still think a lot of schools missed out on a special one, and he'll go and prove a lot of people wrong. But again, like I said, he's one of the best receivers, big touchdown passes for us at crucial moments of the game, but he also blocked on the perimeter to open up running lanes for CJ, for Keenan, whoever was running the ball. So he was unselfish throughout the entire process. All right, and then of course, you know, Zog. True definition of a football player, right? You always want this kind of guy on your team. I think he was phenomenal again, offensive side, off, and he caught some touchdown passes because he's actually a great athlete for his size. But you talk about tough kid. Anything we ask him to do, he'll do it. Right, again, like I said before, I was about to talk about both of these kids. It worked out perfect with both of them sitting right here. Because no matter what time I leave out of my office after practice, it can be 9 o'clock at night, Zark and Caleb, they'll be in here shooting basketball with CJ, Kai, and all the other guys. I'm like, bro, y'all go home. But they really love each other. Special group. Let's give it up for Caleb and Zark. Next up, we got E. He was huge for us. I think he led us in sacks all year this year. And of course, we had a really good defense. But he's you know, normally, you know, some DNs are 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". He's a little undersized, but you talk about heart of a line, and he's going to do everything you ask him to do. Right? His dad has been huge for our program on and off the field. But high character kid, great student. I know for a fact that Jackson State is definitely getting a special. Let's give it up for E. Last, we got, I started coaching here. So he's been in the program longer than I've been coaching. And I think he was playing his best football. And to go.
Oh, there we go. I was
You were muted.
I was muted. Looked like they introduced Eric with Jackson State Corps. Like I said, we're happy to have him in the fold. And last thoughts on Eric before we get ready to roll. You're on mute, brother.
Anytime you can go over to the state of Florida and get some talent, you're doing a good thing. We got the bloodlines, obviously, with Stanley. That's the second set of brothers on the team, if I'm not mistaken. I hope I'm not missing anybody else. So two sets of brothers, talking about the kids from Louisville, Quay Davis and his brother. So, you know, that's always good. You know, he's been around the program. He said he goes to Jackson with his brother when they bring him back to town. So, you know, he's been there. He's seen it. He's already, you know, he's a Tiger already. If you look at the comments, everybody says he fits right in. So I think this is a great addition.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. What else we got for him for Tiger Talk today, brother?
Oh, man, I mean, we know we'll be at the end bar between now and then. We'll see if, you know, what pops up. But, yeah, man, it's just a, you know, great day to be a Tiger, man. National signing holiday.
Absolutely, man. Still got names rolling in. And we actually going to keep this thing rocking and rolling, brother. So got to see who else we got to, that's going to be signing on that dotted line. We're getting a few more players in as we speak. And then we'll just go from there.
Yeah, we have one signing right now. We have a signing day that just kicked off at a certain school. We weren't able to bring it to you live, but pretty sure that you'll see it on your Twitter feed here shortly, your X feed. So stand by. Be on the lookout for it.
Good deal, man. We appreciate Eric, man. Eric's such an entertaining kid, bright personality. We look forward to getting him back on Tiger Talk as soon as we possibly can, man. That was fun.
No doubt.
right, well, like I said, Tiger Nation, we appreciate you guys for tuning in with us. And we're going to get back to it, go back into the lab and see what the coaches are cooking up for our signatures and the national letters of intent. And we'll be back to you guys later today, man. At the M-Bar, we'll go live and we'll see what's happening from there. Other than that, D.I. Love.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers, baby.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.